Hello and welcome to episode 32 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and today I'm going to be talking around 21 ways that will help you improve your general happiness and self-esteem every single day. Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm going to take one of the suggestions I made in the last episode, that's episode 31, and if you haven't heard that yet, it was about creating a regular morning routine. And if that's not something you've heard of before, it's simply a set of actions that you do every day as soon as you wake up, and by doing these things every morning, you give your day some meaning, some enthusiasm and some energy. It's one of the best ways to build positivity into your day from the moment you wake up. So the suggestion I'd like to expand on is deciding on one thing every day that you can do just for you. Something that will give you joy and will make today a good day. So in the last episode, I suggested giving yourself 5 to 10 minutes every day just to think about something you'd like to either do, experience, or achieve during the course of the day. And it doesn't have to be anything big or extravagant, because actually it's oftentimes the little things that give us the greatest pleasure. So don't try and dig too deep and make the experience stressful for yourself. Just look at the small and simple things, at least in the beginning. Okay, so in this episode, I'm going to give you some different ideas. Now, some you might decide are ideal for the way that you live generally. Some you might not get at all, but the reason is the list isn't just to give you practical and workable ideas, but it's also to get your thought juices going so you can come up with some ideas of your own. So let's get to it. Here's 21 ways that will help improve your general happiness and your self-esteem every single day. So number one is eat your favourite food. Now we've all got a special food, something that we either don't have very often because it's expensive, or maybe it's because we know it's not the best for our diet, things like that. But everything in moderation. If it's something you really like, then let yourself enjoy that experience, even if it's only once every few months or so. And allowing yourself that small pleasure will really make your day. So number two is, if the weather's nice, take a walk on the beach. Just feel the loose warm sand under your feet and the wash of the ocean over your toes. It's one of the best ways to bring peace and calm into your body. And one of the best ways to boost your day, and it costs you nothing. Number three, make someone smile. There are so many ways to spread a bit of happiness around, and one of the best ways to feel good yourself is to make someone else feel good. Number four, try a drink you've never tried before. So maybe experiment with a soda you've never had before, or visit your local coffee house and try something new. Because even if you find you don't like the taste, at least you've had a new experience. So you've got something else you can share with your friends. Number five, buy some freshly baked bread. Now, eating some warm, freshly baked bread's an experience worth having on its own, but the smell of freshly baked bread is one of the most magical aromas, at least it is for me. The smell of baking always makes me feel good, so just spend a few minutes in your local bakery and inhale all that goodness. Number six, get your hair done. Now, everyone feels better after they've had a fresh haircut or a new hairstyle, so give that a go. Number seven, get your nails done. Now, this is probably one more for the ladies, but if you're a guy with painted nails, it's good for you as well. And it gives you the same feeling as before. With your nails, though, there are so many different designs of acrylic nails. You could even get something that shows your personality put on your fingers. Number eight, take a walk in nature. This is another free option, and there are so many studies that have shown walking in nature is one of the best ways to relax and unwind. So if you can spend some time taking advantage of the nature you've got locally, you can drink in the pleasure of that amazing world. Number nine, buy yourself a small, completely impractical gift just because you like it. Just think of one small thing you'd really like to own, but you just couldn't find a good enough reason. Well, maybe just waking up this morning and being alive today could be the reason. Who's going to tell you any different? When you spoil yourself, even in tiny ways, it pumps up your serotonin and your dopamine, and that makes you feel good. Number 10, take a few minutes to listen to your favourite songs. Now, music is a great way to boost your mood. So try to set aside a few minutes to blast out your favourite tunes every day, And if you want to have a bit of a sing and a dance, why not? Number 11, make a note about something you're grateful for. Just reminding yourself how lucky you are can be a really good way to improve the way you feel. So even simple things like having the support of a loved one or a roof over your head and fresh food to eat is a luxury that many people can't afford. And if you want one thing that you can do every day that will make a big difference to the way you feel about the direction your life's taken, then starting a daily gratitude journal is a great way to do that. Okay, number 12 is call someone you haven't spoken to in a while. So make the effort to call that someone whose company you've missed over the last year because of COVID. Simply chatting to a friend is a great way to release stress and anxiety, and there's a good chance you'll have a laugh as well. On to number 13, which is spend some quality time with your pet. Now, clearly if you don't have a pet, then this one doesn't really apply to you, so you've only got 20 options. But if you do, then you'll know that your pet will love you forever, even when you're not at your best. So return the favour, help them feel special, and by doing that, it's also got the added benefit of making you feel good too. Number 14, try a new flavour of ice cream. I'm really sorry if you're listening to this while you're on a diet, but like I said before, everything's okay in moderation. And who doesn't like ice cream? Now, obviously, if you've got an intolerance to it, that'll be a problem. But if you don't, then indulging in a large portion of delicious ice cream is a winner every time in my book. There's a reason why all those breakup movies show one of the partners eating a bucket of ice cream to help them overcome their relationship breakdown. It's the ultimate comfort food. It just lifts your mood straight away. So give that a try. Number 15, spend your lunchtime in the park watching the birds or watching the squirrels. This is a similar one to spending time in nature. Watching all the other forms of life going around their business is a great way to relax. Watching squirrels frolic around is a superb way to spend a few minutes of your time. And if there aren't any squirrels where you live, then just close your eyes and listen to the birds in the trees. Either way, one of those will make a difference to your day. Number 16 is watch something funny. Now, laughter really is the best medicine, so if you're not near a TV, just check out some funny YouTube videos that will boost your mood. 17, give someone a well-earned compliment. Now, this one seems like it's designed to give someone else a boost, and that is very true, but complimenting someone else on their achievements or a job well done not only makes them feel good, but it makes you feel good as well. On to number 18, which is try meditation. Now, meditation is a great way of relaxing your mind and finding peace. Even if that's only for a few minutes, it can have huge benefits. And if it's not something you tried before, there's lots of info over on the skillfulmind.com website that can help you get started. Number 19 is clean up your space. Now, whether that's your workspace, your cooking space, your bedroom, or your shed, it doesn't matter. The act of cleaning your space gives you a feeling of success every single time. Number 20 is give a heartfelt thanks to someone who deserves it. Much like giving a compliment, this idea goes back to the fact that making someone else feel good makes you feel good as well. It's simple to do, and it's win-win for both of you. And then finally, number 21, try a new experience. So make the effort to expand your horizons. The easy way is to make a list of some of the things you'd like to try, and then commit to doing at least something towards that thing every day. So there's your 21 things to try. I'm sure you can find plenty of your own things to add to the list, so give that a go. There are so many different things you can try, and only your imagination holds you back. So try to do one thing just for you every single day, and you'll be so glad you did. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Show notes can be found at theskillfulmind.com/podcast/32. And if you've got any ideas you'd like to add to the list, then you can share those in the comments. Enjoy the rest of your week, and until next time, bye for now.